There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you're joining us. We're going to talk about presidential politics. We're going to talk a little bit about prosecutorial misconduct, some new Supreme Court decisions coming on. Got a full hour here right now. I want to get into oil prices. You know, I went to fill up my car. I got an SUV, a big SUV. Normally it takes me $75 or so to fill the car up. So I go to fill it up yesterday, and the pump stops, and I look at the figure, and it's $38 and maybe 62 cents. So, well, something's wrong. You know, maybe I put an automatic, maybe the lever dropped off, but no, that's what it cost me to fill up my SUV. Oil prices have dropped dramatically by more than half, and of course, consumers like me are saying, hey, go for it. This is wonderful. What's the good and the bad of the drop of oil prices in this country today? We're going to talk about it. Adam Cooper is joining me right now. He's with a company called Quest. It's a service leader for inactive machine-to-machine activities. Oil field automation is what I'm talking about primarily. The guy is in the oil business and knows the pros and cons. We're going to get his opinion here right now. Adam, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show. Hey, Adam, you there? Okay, good. Okay, there we got you. And Adam, I was just telling my listeners about how happy I was at that drop in oil prices where it cost me $38 to fill up my SUV. Gas prices down here where I live in Louisiana, an oil-producing state, are about $1.70 a gallon right now in some of the cheaper places. Just unbelievable. Now, that's the upside, and most of us are tickled about the upside. What's the downside?
Well, the downside of it is that we were trying to reach energy independence in the United States, and we were trying to reach that goal by 2020. OPEC, with them overproducing oil and flooding the market with cheap oil, has caused the prices to drop, and that's where you're seeing the benefit. The oil industry, on the other hand, in the United States is suffering, and most of us can cost anywhere from $10 a barrel on up to $52, $54 a barrel for us to produce. Well, there's only two places in the United States that really can produce oil for as cheap as what Saudi Arabia can, and that's really Texas and Oklahoma, and that's only certain parts of Texas and Oklahoma. So we are getting ready to see a huge downturn in the oil industry, and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are going to be affected with the downturn.
Well, you're talking about people working in the oil industry that may lose their jobs and be reduced in terms of their ability to pay, right? Or their ability to get work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the drilling industry, you're already seeing huge layoffs in the drilling industry. We've seen some of the largest rigs in the industry lay down over the past 3 or 4 months, and we're going to continue to see just jobs being lost. I was at a company the other day that had laid off several hundred people just last week. So we won't see the full impact, though, for 3 or 4 months.
I understand, and I understand also the other big losers could be banks who have financed this oil production. Most people don't realize that, you know, you go out and produce a well that may cost you $500 million. You just don't come out of that with pocket change out of your savings account that oil companies, just like you and I do, go and borrow their money. And so you could have some huge impact on banks that have loaned that money for that drilling. But now let me flip side and play the devil's advocate with you if I can, Adam. Yes, let's assume that. And I've seen figures of 20,000 jobs up that could be lost. Let's say it's 50,000. How does that balance out by the fact that the average consumer out there can see $750 a year in savings, and that's a lot of money that is turned over in the economy four or five times, and then therefore an economist might argue with you that, well, okay, you may lose 30, 40, 50,000 jobs in the oil industry, but all that additional savings to Americans allow them to spend, which creates more demand for products, where people then are hiring more. You talk about the banks being impacted, people more willing to get a credit card that makes money for the banks, and they're spending more money. So, do we worry about one sector of the economy, or do we worry about the big picture, the overall effect of how consumers benefit, and therefore there's more turnover in the whole economic engine of the United States?
Well, I think short term it's great for the everyday consumer, but in the long term, it's going to have a huge ripple effect. You may see a 30, 40, 50,000 jobs lost in the oil industry, but you're not seeing the overall loss of people that the oil business goes to their restaurants, the oil business goes and buys from their car lots, the oil business goes and buys cell phones. And it's going to be a trickle down effect that is going to have a massive impact. We buy hundreds of thousands of cars a year in this industry. We buy hundreds of thousands of phones a year in this industry. And you're going to see states like Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Colorado have an impact that we've never seen before here in the United States, because we've never produced this much oil. We're almost at 9 million barrels a day now here in the United States, and we've never seen what it's going to do to our economy. Even in the 80s, when we had the huge downturn, it is nothing to compared to what it's going to be when this fully hits the market.
And I've read where Saudi Arabia, a huge oil producer, very active and major player in OPEC, that the new king there, the feeling is that far from cutting back at all, that he may actually up production because of the money needed in that country, and therefore we may be glutting the market all the more. OPEC does not seem very willing to tighten things up, do they?
No, I mean, and that's the whole thing, is they want us to become... they do not want us to become energy independent. And if they are flooding the market, it makes it harder for us to be able to reach that goal. So what they want to do is keep oil below about $54 a barrel, because at $54 a barrel, it's really where it becomes profitable for most of the United States to actually produce oil. So there's a lot of places in the United States right now that are producing oil at a loss. And they know that there's only a few places that it does not cost much to produce. So banks really won't begin loaning money again until about $81 a barrel for drilling, as certain types of drilling. So they will go a little bit lower than that for other types of drilling, but again, the big lateral fracking, all of that, it takes tons and tons of money to do those. I mean, those are multi-million-dollar drills, and that's just the drilling part. So for a lot of people, they're sitting back saying, well, why do I want to drill at this point in time? And so we're seeing production not exactly slow down as of yet. We are seeing some people start to just shut down production on some of their stripper wells.
And I understand. So, hey, Adam, got to go. Thank you so much. Adam Cooper is joining me. He's with a company called Quest, talking about the downside of cheaper oil or cheaper gas prices in this country today. Adam, take care. We'll give it a few months and check in with you again. Thanks for being on our program today. Glad to have Adam. Our website, by the way, is www.jimbrownusa.com. Check out my website. You can sign up for a newsletter, a weekly column, and have some fun on my website, too. So go to it again at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, we're going to come back and talk a little bit about presidential politics. You're getting hot and heavy here. Fresh if you're coughing, we'll come right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown. Well, presidential politics is heating up. Good Lord, it's 2 years away, and yet these candidates are just coming out of the woodwork in the Republican field. Every day there's a new candidate or a potential candidate who says they're running. I'll see that Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina announced interest last week. Donald Trump, the perennial name thrown out there, is coming back. And Sarah Palin says, don't count her out. You folks up there in Alaska, get ready for your former governor to consider running again. The two candidates that have been running the longest, though, would be Mitt Romney. This is the third time. Three's a charm, he's thinking. And Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, who has been expressing an interest and in speaking and saying he's going to run now for about 6 years. So those are the two longest-running candidates. I want to put this in perspective a little bit. Chad Rogers is joining me right now. He's a political observer and a writer on a great website, if you want to watch it, that looks at the South, Louisiana, and the country. It's called deadpelican.com, and he's joining us right now. Chad, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Sure. Glad to have you here today. Tell us, you've been a close observer of the governor of Louisiana, who has been running for years. As far back as I can remember, everybody thought this guy was going to run for president. He was in London last week and stirred up great controversy, picked up by Fox News, who then had to apologize, talking about these no-go zones that are located, according to Jindal, in England, in France, throughout Europe, where if you're not Muslim, you're afraid to go, that Sharia law has been enforced there, and he doesn't back off of that at all. How does that, from your perspective, as far as his home base of support and back in his home state, how is that playing, his talking about these no-go zones and really challenging Islamic leaders to speak up a lot more? Has that been a plus or negative for him? How do you read that?
Well, if you mean back home, as far as here in Louisiana, was his home base, as you call it, I think he lost them sometime, shortly after his re-election. I think they're already gone, John. I mean, how was that? As you know, he had this prayer rally. I don't think it really affects anything here at home with his base at all. But I went to the prayer rally yesterday, called the response, and I went to check it out just to see. Really, I was curious about what turnout would be. And it was at the Pete Maravich Assembly Center, and it was less than half full. Okay, this is not a reflection. I don't see this as any kind of reflection on religion in America. I see it as a reflection upon him. And I think it's very interesting. The people that financed this operation, this event, this prayer rally, they are a Mississippi-based organization. I mean, there's been controversies about them, but I don't care to get into all that. I think it's very interesting that he hired a out-of-state organization to finance this. I mean, does it go around to people in Louisiana ask for money? No. I really wonder if he even has the level of support here to bankroll something like that. Because, I mean, again, the stadium was very sparsely packed. It was at the Pete Maravich Assembly Center, and I believe I read somewhere it holds about 13,000. That was nowhere close to that. Nowhere close. And
I guess the other thing is that a guy like Jindal, who obviously on paper looks attractive, you know, he's Indian American, he's a Rhodes Scholar, very well educated, been a policy wonk on health issues and on education. So on paper, to someone that doesn't really observe, haven't watched him out west or out east, he seems to be a very appealing candidate. But when it comes to your base, I've been watching the national news and following it, as I know you have. You know, these national donors, if you're going to raise the money, you've got Mitt Romney, you've got Jeb Bush, you've got a cross-section of Republicans meeting with donors all over the country, and their focus is raising dollars to move toward that $50 million to get the nomination. Do you think Jindal's kind of more parochial approach, not pushing the fundraising, but doing these prayer rallies, is going to make that much difference to help him get any nomination?
I think Jindal maybe deep down, here's my theory, okay, this is all speculation, but I think deep down Jindal maybe understands that he cannot outright win the Republican presidential nomination. What he's trying to do Okay, he's hoping he will be get picked for a VP slot, because he's not running a campaign that's very conducive to winning the nomination. If you look at the Republican Party, if you look over the last several elections, if you look at who wins the nomination, it tends to be somebody more towards the moderate side of the spectrum. But the VP candidate, the person who gets chosen for VP, is a little more to the right. Okay, so
I understand. Yeah.
In my opinion, he is like the prayer rally and a lot of these comments about Islam. Basically, he is trying to position himself a little bit further to the right of whoever's going to win the nominee.
But, Chad, hasn't been your experience, if you go back, say, Paul Ryan in the last election, and you look at most of the vice presidential candidates, they come from a swing state that generally is in play that makes a difference of the election. If you're living down in the Deep South in Louisiana, our listeners over in Mississippi, areas like that, that's a slam dunk for the Republican nominee, whoever it ends up being. And so do you think that a presidential nominee would really pick someone from a state that they know they're going to win anyway? That doesn't really help their effort to get elected. Often the vice presidents are pawns, going back to Lyndon Johnson, who helped John Kennedy get elected, pawns to get themselves elected in the first place. You think that anyone would seriously consider a gentle type or someone from Mississippi when those states are automatically going Republican?
That's a good question. I mean, you're right. It doesn't. I mean, the fact that he's from Louisiana, from easily one state, in my opinion, wouldn't really help him that much in winning the VP slot. But that's just, again, it's speculation on my part. But again, he is looking. It seems like he's running. He's thinking that if he can't win the nomination, I don't know if he thinks he can still win the nomination or not. I know he can't. I can say with confidence that he will not win the Republican nomination. And I don't know if he knows it or not. I mean, politicians oftentimes tend to surround themselves with yes men, and people say, oh, you can do it. So I don't know. But I know for a fact he's not going to win the Republican nomination. I can say that with absolute confidence. Now,
right. Well,
I'll end up with egg on my face if he ends up winning it. But I'll be very surprised. Okay,
we'll call you back on that, Chad. Yeah, and he may be hankering for some other, job as Secretary of the Department of the Interior, Education, or something like that. Who knows what his long-range thinking is. Hey, Chad, we're out of time. Listen, great website, thedeadpelican.com. If you really want to get a sense of all the crazy things happening in the South, particularly in Louisiana, go to that website. Again, it's www.thedeadpelican.com. Have a good day, Chad. We'll talk to you again soon. Okay. We'll be talking a lot about presidential politics coming up. 22 months till the election, and these candidates are crisscrossing the country, missing a lot of family activities. You kind of wonder, is it all worth it? Mitt Romney says three's a charm. Jeb Bush, we ready for another Bush? Could be Bush Clinton coming back again? When was that last taking place? Back in the 1991, we had Bush Clinton? But of Bush Clinton here again, so we'll keep you posted. Hey, let's take a break. We'll come back with, want to talk some more about the sense of what it is to be an American and what we're for versus what we're against. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll come back and make some more common sense to you.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S., each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
In our first hour today, we talked a good bit about terrorism and the fact that we are fighting an enemy that is spreading rapidly throughout the Middle East that presents great dangers. You know, it's a whole different world today. Back in the 80s, we had the Russians that controlled everything from about Eastern Europe right on across to half of the world. And the United States controlled, not controlled, but had massive influence on Europe, a good bit of Africa, and coming all the way over to our part of the world, throughout Latin America particularly, and that it was kind of a Mexican standoff, if you will. Excuse that phrase. I don't mean it derogatorily at all, but it what I'm saying is that the Russians took care of their business. Anybody got out of line, you had any terrorism over there, they put it down. Same thing with us on our side of the world. That's why we were so involved in the Middle East and couldn't see the long-range consequences of our meddling in Middle Eastern affairs. And so now we have these jihadists that are raising up in great numbers and trying to get rid of us. Like I said, if I said earlier in the show that terrorism is simply a tactic. It's a tactic of these national liberation movements in the 20th century, coming up to the 21st century. They want us out. And we've gotten so involved in internal affairs, and we're still trying to micromanage what happens. The president's immediately going to Saudi Arabia. That's an ally of ours, and I'm not saying he shouldn't. I'm just saying that we've gotten sucked in like the tar baby that has us so brought into the Middle East that we just can't find any way to gracefully get out. And in our national interest, we probably can't get out. So it comes back in standing toe-to-toe on message. You see, we know what we're against. We're against all of this terrorism that's going on, this Islamic violence that in a small percentage of Islam is reaping its head and causing great consternation to us and to many parts of the world. We've seen that in France. We see it in other parts of the world. I think, though, to fight them, you just can't be against, you see. You got to be for something, not just be against. What are we fighting for? You know, we've got a system in place in our country, I would argue, that's exceptional. The implementation of this system, particularly now, is questionable. We haven't been very good with our political leadership in implementing and espousing the system we have right now. So if we're going to be successful in parroting our values throughout a world, particularly in the Middle East, then we've got to have some different opposing values that we espouse. And, you know, we don't quite frankly do that. Oh, we talk about democracy. We want to bring democracy. Well, I can tell you, that part of the world don't want democracy. And first of all, we've not done a very good job. We say we're for democracy, but when it's come to elections, we like to pick and choose our elections, you see. These elections take place over there, and when it comes to elections that took place with Hamas, and with some of the Palestine movements, well, that didn't fit our node, so all of a sudden we're against those elections. You can't pick and choose. You either got to be for democracy, you got to be against democracy. And so we're fighting this huge, huge wall we're climbing because, as T.S. Eliot, the poet, said, to defeat a religion, you need a religion. We have no religion. We have no ideology. We're a secular democracy, and our Constitution pretty much says that there's a separation of church and state. But the Muslim world rejects secularism, and they're going to use democracy to free itself of us and establish regimes that please Allah, their God. You see, yeah, they want democracy. You know, it's tough in the fight of democracy versus Allah. We're kind of children of a lesser God. Remember that play on Broadway? The term democracy, and this is T.S. Eliot. Let me quote Eliot's words again. The term democracy does not contain enough positive content to stand alone against the forces that you dislike. It can easily be transformed by them. If you will not have God, you then should pay your respects to Hitler or Stalin, because Germany used a democracy to bring Hitler to power. And again, given free elections, we're not real happy with the regimes that come to power in these elections. So I think it goes back to saying we've got to define better not who we're against, but what we're for. And in doing so, I would argue to you that we have failed to pass on to our present generation what it means to be an American. Our political leadership on the national level and on many instances on the state level has not conveyed the premise that a society does not survive unless there's a why to survive. You see, we just want to be left alone, and we don't have any real inspiration as to why we should survive as a specific democracy in America today. The average American in this country today cannot articulate what our country's values are. What makes this country exceptional? With a system of government that many would argue, and I agree, is unparalleled in human history. There's a uniqueness that gives our country a special place in the world today. And I would take exception with our president. Remember, he said here a couple of years ago that America is exceptional to Americans, just like Greece is exceptional to Greeks, and Germany is exceptional to the Germans. If he's right, then America is no different than any other country. No different than any other country. And I don't believe that. If you want to see just what America stands for, take a coin out of your pocket. Take a penny or a nickel out of your pocket right now. Just pick it out of your pocket right now. The premise of our country's foundation of democracy is written right there, on the penny, on the nickel, on the quarter. Written right there. Three basic concepts. Three pillars of American values, and no other country has these three. You've got In God We Trust, E Pluribus Unum, and Liberty. Those three. In God We Trust, E Pluribus Unum, and Liberty. Let's take them. In God We Trust. America is founded on the notion that God is the source of our values. That's why the Declaration of Independence says that we have inalienable rights. These are not man-given, not from humanism, not from great thinkers. They come from God. No God, then no rights can be taken away by the government. God is a central part of this country's foundation. That's just a fact. Number two. E pluribus unum, from the many, one. We don't care where you come from, what your color is, your creed, your race, your religion. You work with us to build this country, and then you're one of us. From the many, one. E pluribus unum. You see, but to do that, you got to assimilate, you know. You can't go off and have your own separate values and your own separate laws and your own separate little hibernations. You got to assimilate. You come and work with us to build this country, then you're one of us, from the many one. And finally, liberty. Now, we all know the French profess that in their revolution, they too endorse liberty as a basic right. That's what we hear from the French all the time. Liberté, equalité, fraternité. But notice that in the French version, freedom is adopted as a part of equality. We're going to treat everybody equal. Everybody on the same equal footing. We're going to take care of everybody. And I think we all agree that we're all born equal. And that's what our liberty means. We are all born equal. But then we are on our own to make of ourselves what we want. Where you end up is your business. You follow me? You've got the freedom to make of yourself what you want. The government's not there going to kind of feed you and take care of you from cradle to grave. But where you end up is your business. So in God we trust, E pluribus unum, and liberté. Those are the three premises I think that make us different and that we've got to do a better job of espousing. It's great to say what we're against. We've got to lay out what we're for. And the leadership in Washington and the state levels failed to do that, quite frankly. So we're going to keep talking about this because hopefully by making some common sense and reviewing these items, you and I can make a difference. One more session to go in our Common Sense Show. Freshen up your coffee and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We talk often about getting a fair shake out of the judicial system. All of us want that. If you've got to go into court in a civil matter or a criminal matter, you want to be sure that there's a level playing field, that particularly in a criminal prosecution, that you're being fairly set by the rules, and you don't have a prosecutor that is lying to the court. And this comes up this week. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out on the West Coast came out with strong recommendations that prosecutors who lie and solicit others to lie in court proceedings should be prosecuted. They should be considered as criminals, and they should affirmatively be prosecuted. The case is Baca versus Durrell. It involves a clear violation of the Supreme Court's earlier decisions that prosecutors cannot put on perjured testimony, much less lie themselves. And unfortunately, we have way too many instances of prosecutors who lie. They either lie themselves to the court, or they'll go get some jailhouse snitch and they'll say, look, now you're in for 20 years. We could cut this down to 6 months if you just will give what we think is the proper version of what happened here. Well, what do you expect the snitch is going to do? He sit there for 20 years and rot, or he can get out of jail right away if he kind of makes up, gives false testimony. And let me tell you, folks, it happens a great deal in this country. There's a magistrate out in the Court of Appeals in California. A deputy attorney general lied under oath, testifying against a criminal defendant and in support of a lying jailhouse snitch that they got to lie. He was placed on the witness stand and went ahead and just perjured himself. Well, then the California attorney general fought tooth and nail to keep the transcript of what happened from even getting to the California court. So there's collusion and a conspiracy here with the prosecutor, with the jailhouse snitch, and with the attorney generals out there. And let me tell you what, that's just not me whining about this. 2 weeks ago, this is the lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal. Now, the Wall Street Journal is certainly not biased towards anyone being charged with the crime. They're kind of a prosecutor's publication, very conservative publication. This is what the Wall Street Journal said 2 weeks ago this week. This is the lead editorial. The headline says, "Prosecutors burn down the law," and this is the first paragraph. "Prosecutorial misconduct has become an ugly commonplace of modern governments, manipulating the legal system to attack easy political targets." That's the Wall Street Journal. That's not me. That's not some left-wing publication. Let me read that again to you. "Prosecutorial misconduct has become an ugly commonplace of modern government, manipulating the legal system to attack easily political targets." So there's a, you know, hey, folks, we got a problem here in River City, and River City means the whole country. That comes out of the Music Man, if you recall that line. And so, and I can tell you, the cesspool of prosecutorial misconduct is down in New Orleans. You want to see about some outrageous things involving the federal government, the FBI, who knew someone was innocent and was on death row and said nothing about it. I'm just horrible, horrible representations of prosecutorial misconduct down there. And there's a great book called 3 Felonies a Day, How the Feds Target the Innocent, says that anybody can without knowing, commit a felony. This is by Harry Silvergate. He teaches at Harvard University. And he says this. He says that something that every citizen should have. He says he thinks every third grader should be taught this, and it should be iterated in every grade right through college and graduate school. Never, ever be interviewed by an FBI agent or any federal agent unless you were making a tape recording of the interview. Never, ever. And the reason is that the FBI has a written policy. Very few people know this, by the way. It's one of the great scandals, in my opinion, in American law enforcement. The FBI has a written policy that when they interview you, whether you're a subject or a suspect or just a plain witness, they have two agents in the room, and it's their regulations. They prohibit tape recorders. Instead, they write down what you say. Then some weeks later, they type it up and say, well, here's what the guy said. It's your word against him. It's your word against him. And if you pull out a tape recorder and say, listen, if you don't mind, sure, we'll be glad to interview it. And you know, if the feds want to interview any client, you ought to say, well, sure, come on up into my office. We'll sit down with the person you want to interview. This is what I would do as a lawyer. And my client's right here. And, of course, we will go ahead and pull out a tape recorder and put this in the middle of the table so everybody can be recorded, right? Oh, no, no. You'll have to put that away and turn it off because we're not allowed to have this recorded. That's our policy. That's the FBI's policy. You know what? That's too bad. This is only going to go forward if we can record these conversations. And then the agent gets up and walks out, you see. That's exactly what happens. Exactly what happens. This happens all the time. So kudos to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that say when prosecutors lie, they should be indicted. They are criminals. They are falsifying information in the court system, and they should be held fully accountable. And the Ninth Circuit has said that. This fine author, great book about 3 Felonies a Day, written by Harvard professor Harry Silvergate, says that. I've got a copy. It's got to be mandatory reading. And then the Wall Street Journal that says prosecutorial misconduct has become an ugly commonplace of modern government, manipulating the legal system to attack easy political targets. Wall Street Journal saying that. So, folks, there's a problem. Now, you know, you say, oh, doesn't the FBI, look, whatever they say, you know, they're doing the right thing. They know what to do. I've done nothing wrong. My life's an open book. And all of a sudden, one day, your nephew or a cousin or someone like that gets the gotcha mentality to where they're under the gun for making false statements. So I feel very passionately about that, and I hope you do too. These invasions of our privacy comes every day. Now we've got law enforcement has these new radars. Have you heard about these new radars? You can take a new sophisticated radar, and you can see right through the walls inside your home, and no warrant is given. You don't have to go get a warrant from a judge. No search warrant. The government's warrantless use of such powerful tool to search inside your home, to me and any legal scholars, a grave Fourth Amendment violation. The device it's called the Ranger R. It looks like a sophisticated stud finder. And you can find it on the Internet. It sells for about $6,000. And you can hold it up to a wall and look right inside. Now, look, I understand. Let's assume that you've got some police officers who are going to make a drug bust. And they're going to break in the door to catch distributors of drugs. And I've got no problem with that. I've got no problem with that. And they want to be sure they're safe. They don't want to come in there and see six or seven people all with guns, or they want to be sure somebody's home. And so I can see the use of a tool like that. But there are checks and balances, you see. Go to the judge and get a warrant. And, oh, well, guys, that's just too kind, assuming. We know right now that these folks are in there. We don't have time to get a warrant. We're just going to kind of look in and take a look at them. They're the bad guys. Well, maybe it's not them. Maybe it's you, you see. Maybe it's you. You can even take these stud finders and mount it on a drone. They put it on a drone. I don't know if you've seen these drones. I had a young neighbor of mine, a young man that does some work in my house, and he brought over a drone he had. And he, with his iPhone, he made that drone go up in the sky. He could go 500 feet. He could land that drone anywhere he wanted. There's a camera on that drone. He can take pictures of anything you're doing within your yard in your house. And then you put this new radar gun on the drone. You can take that drone and set it right on top of the house, go side to side. You don't have to be anywhere close to it. You can do all this with a drone and this special camera. Now, if you think there is some illegal activity going on, we've got some little thing. What do they call it? The Constitution. And we have some protections in the Constitution so that the Fourth Amendment does not allow you to have your privacy infringed on without some just cause. And Judge Napolitano, a good writer, used to be a Fox News analyst, said that he has no problem getting out warrants if you make your case. He said police officers call at 3 o'clock in the morning. Say, sure, go ahead. I'll give you authorization for that warrant. Just have it at my desk by 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll sign it. But go ahead now. Go ahead now. So in any event, it shows you the violation. Maybe you're going to get some relief with the Supreme Court and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And kudos to the Wall Street Journal for talking about this prosecutorial misconduct. Hey, we're out of time. I'm just feeling alive today. I've got a great day today. I've got granddaughter and daughter and son and a big family gathering coming over for a bite to eat to kind of enjoy a nice weekend. Hope your weekend goes as well. Hope you'll tune in next week, same time, same station, right here in my program where you and I together will sit down, think a little bit, and make a little common sense. Have a great week, folks. Talk to you soon. Jim Brown signing off.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.